Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
I know you're going to dig this.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell.
Now, you're wondering how come this podcast is late.
I was giving you time to get the last one straight.
Please tell me that Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck just wanted to keep the money part on the download, that after that guy found his wallet and returned it, and it's been publicized that Luck wrote the dude a nice note and sent him a signed football, but please tell me that Luck also gave that guy a nice piece of money for saving him the hassle of getting a new driver's license, canceling his credit cards, or whatever else he might have had to do. I mean, y'all know how it is when you misplace your wallet or cell phone. That's a bad feeling, and it'll send you scrambling like a quarterback with a horrible offensive line. So, please, please, please tell me that Luck didn't go cheap, because it's already unfair that the rich and famous get to go to restaurants and not pay for the meal just because they're rich and famous. And hey, if that's what fame affords you, it is what it is. But if all Luck did was give that guy a football that Luck probably didn't even pay for, then that's wrong. And it makes me think about a guy like Pastor Donald Q. Fozard at Mount Zion Christian Church in Durham, North Carolina. And I'm sure there are many other guys like Pastor Fozard, but I'm just using him as an example to illustrate how Fozard is a guy who established a basketball program at his private Christian school that became a last resort of sorts for the likes of Amari Stoudemire, Jarrett Jack, Brandon Rush, and the great Tracy McGrady. They all made it to the NBA. Now, say what you want about the school having been a basketball factory. All I'm saying is that without Mount Zion, who knows what would have happened to those guys. And if I'm them, Pastor Fozard would never want for anything, all on account of the school that he had in place that allowed them to stay on the court, allowed them to alleviate some hassles and hurdles, like the hassles and hurdles Andrew Luck avoided by the dude returning his wallet. I mean, Luck is a multimillionaire, and I'm not saying he has to go to the guy who returned his wallet and set him up for life, but he sure could have done more than give that man a souvenir. For more sports or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to UrbanMediaToday.com. That's UrbanMediaToday.com. Keeping you connected from the fields to the stands, I'm your man, John McCann.
Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.